At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton today will go before a new judge assigned to his criminal securities fraud case. State District Judge Robert Johnson will schedule Paxton's trial date. He's charged with failing to tell investors about the commission he'd make from their investment in a North Texas tech company. He's also charged with failing to register as an investment advisor with the state. Paxton has pleaded not guilty. A new nationwide study finds the economic impact of the arts in North Texas has tripled over the last 5 years. Jerome Weeks reports.
The new study finds that the nonprofit culture sector supports almost 53,000 full-time employees in the region. In comparison, American Airlines, which is headquartered in Fort Worth, employs around 30,000 people locally.
So this would be like having almost two great American Airlines headquarters here with all of the benefits of having those employees right here in North Texas.
Catherine Wagner is CEO of the Business Council for the Arts in North Texas. Her group worked as the local partner for the national study. It's produced every 5 years by Americans for the Arts, an arts and education advocacy group. The new study indicates the economic impact of the arts has grown from $500 million to almost $1.5 billion over the past 5 years.
So it's a significant leap. It's more validation for how important it is for our region to attract cultural visitors, because cultural visitors pay substantially more. They buy more refreshments. They will stay the night in a hotel, where most in-county visitors don't do that. So how can we do more of that?
The study, called Arts and Economic Prosperity, tracked 131 cities and towns throughout the U.S. In North Texas, 7 cities and cultural districts participated, including Dallas, Fort Worth, Irving, Louisville, and Richardson. According to Wagner, more than 90% of the nonprofit arts groups in those areas contributed their data to the study, compared to an average of 50% nationwide. Jerome Weeks, KERA News.
This weekend's African Film Festival will show movies from nearly 20 countries. Our big screen team previews the Dallas event with its executive director.
I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And I'm Stephen Becker with KERA. And our guest today is Kaliche Eke, the executive director of the African Film Festival. Kaliche, thanks for coming back.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, let's start by talking about your opening night film. It's called Oloibiri, and it's from Nigeria and is based on a true story from that country. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, Oloibiri is a small village in the Niger Delta area of Nigeria. And all the oil crises that you hear happening over there. So you hear about the militancy protests, all the crises, oil crises happening in the Niger Delta side of Nigeria. This is part of the problems, the oil spill, the lack of maintenance of the area where the oil comes from brings up uprising and protest by the people when they decide to put laws into their own hands to control their land.
The festival has not only films from Africa, but from the African diaspora, and that diaspora includes Dallas. There's
That's
a
right.
film set in Dallas yes. in this festival. What can you tell us about that one?
Singleton Boulevard. That was another interesting film that we had. It's more like a stage play type of feature. But, you know, it's a piece of art that we couldn't turn down, especially being a Dallas native, and the African Film Festival is happening here in Dallas.
And is it set on Singleton Boulevard,
yeah.
I assume? Good.
Films from Nigeria, which is really kind of the capital of African filmmaking, of course, are well represented, as well as places like South Africa, Egypt, and the United States. Mm-hmm. But there are films also from maybe unexpected places this year. There's entries from Gabon and Benin and Zambia.
Yes.
Are films from those places harder to find? And if so, how do you find them?
Yeah, they are harder to find because they are budding film industries for sure. M001, for example, is from Gabon. And the filmmaker himself lives in France. So, yeah, the way we've positioned the African Film Festival is in such a way that these filmmakers are actually finding us as well. As much as we are reaching out to them or putting out ads or submit your film notifications, they're also searching and finding out that, okay, this is a unique position to be in. And that's how we've been able to attract so many filmmakers worldwide, to say the least.
I think it's easy for Westerners to look, particularly at sub-Saharan Africa, as being this kind of monolith. And I wonder if one of the goals of playing films from a variety of countries is that you show that these places each have their own distinct cultures and ways of life.
Yeah, that's what we are trying to attract is different sides of Africa. We reach out to as far north as Egypt, to South Africa, to the Kenya, Tanzania in the east, to far Senegal in the west. So that pretty much cuts across the whole continent. And yes, we want to tell our stories, even though Nigeria, being the biggest film production house there in Nollywood, other smaller countries that are very unheard of are making great films as well. Mm. And we want to make that known and establish that Nigerians are not the only one telling African stories. There are many more people out there telling it.
Well, Kaliche Eke, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you, sir.
That was our big screen team, Chris Wagner and Stephen Becker. The African Film Festival runs tomorrow through Monday. Details at artandseek.org.